Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Doggy, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Monday. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com. Check out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. A big Monday show, the rude pundit, Eric Bollert from Media Matters, and Mondays with McClurg, Edie McClurg, coming up in hour number three. And, oh, Stephanie on the Edge show is up on the video section of stephaniemiller.com.
As well as your Facebook page.
Thank you. You complimented my top. Which was very nice of you. I looked like a test pattern. It's a lot of stripes and...
Whatever. It was very Austin Powers. It looked great.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And someone said you already had your cocktail earrings on.
I did. I got a lot of compliments on my earrings. Well, listen, it's Friday afternoon, you know. Mama's not going to stop a party for television, for God's sakes. All right, unfortunately, that was the highlight of my weekend, Friday afternoon.
Oh.
Good morning, Rebecca Taylor.
Good morning, slut.
You might have wondered why I emailed you, actually texted you over the weekend. First of all, because I have no respect for your free time. And number two,
so true.
Or your marriage or your whatever it is you do on the weekend. I don't know.
I was having sex with my husband all weekend. That's why I couldn't reply. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I'm just being honest. I'm very busy.
Having sex with your husband.
Apparently. Anyway. All right, could you break out the tiny violin for me? Because we have to, because you know, Rebecca, we all, it takes a while to figure out what color your parachute is, what your purpose in life is. And mine is to make everyone in the world feel better about themselves by being the biggest loser in the world.
What happened?
It's another story about how I'm incapable of living without adult supervision of some kind.
How did you make it this far?
I don't know. I am.
I mean, you've got some modicum of success. So how did you do that?
Not really. I'm the biggest loser in the entire world. Okay, so here is my purpose: is to make everybody feel, no matter how, because it's a bad economy, bad whatever. You know, if your Rebecca Taylor was having marital sex all weekend, most people's marriages suck.
marital sex?
Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Whatever's wrong with your life, you cannot possibly be as big a loser as I am. So, you know, because we go to bed at
a stupid o'clock
and get up at
insane o'clock.
I essentially have no life. I'm an elderly shut-in.
Right.
So, you know, I never actually go anywhere. As you know, get dressed up, go anywhere.
Right.
So, I got invited to the coolest party ever, right?
Right.
Aisha Tyler, my new best friend forever.
Yeah.
Because she's like the hippest person alive. She's the hippest person I've ever met.
She's a gamer. She is so cool.
Gorgeous, successful, smart, funny.
Geeky.
What?
Geeky.
Yeah, well, yes. She's a political geek like me, but still.
No. She's like into all the comic books and all of that. I mean, the
right.
geeks absolutely love her.
Anyway. So I never get invited anywhere, so this is a big thing for me. I got dressed up. I was so excited. I was at a hip place downtown,
mm-hmm.
L.A. I was like, can I just say, first of all, I hate Google directions with the heat of 1,000 white-hot suns. I hate you. Hate you, Google.
You know, you have the GPS in your car.
I don't
car.
Know how to work that. And on top of that, I lost my cell phone in my own house. So
that's so you. Oh, my God.
Remember how we used to drive places without, we never had cell phones.
We had
but now
maps.
You feel nervous driving, going
need,
somewhere without your cell phone. But I lost it.
You need
it.
Like a necklace chain or a
something.
Wallet chain
but Stephanie,
for your cell phone.
You have a GPS nav unit in your car.
And it's, I know. I don't know how to operate it.
You really need to learn how.
And
it's
I tried.
Not, it's not Google. It's you.
Yeah.
You're the problem.
Okay.
Garbage in, garbage out. Have you ever heard that?
Because I thought, I don't even need the GPS. It was really simple directions. It was just, you know, one freeway and one exit. But I swear to you, there is no exit for that, Google.
Exit for what? What road?
Los Angeles Street.
Yes, there is, on the 101.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? You and I are getting in the car and we're going after to look for it. It became Bonfire of the Vanities.
It's right.
My Friday night was. It ended in tears and screaming.
Did
I was
you
really
even make it there?
No,
you didn't make it.
No,
oh.
I went back home. I am a loser.
Oh,
all right,
Stephanie.
Take care now.
Yes,
bye
thank
bye
you,
then.
Google.
Couldn't you call the venue?
I left my phone. I lost my phone.
You know they still have payphones occasionally.
Really?
Can you imagine Stephanie using a payphone, like driving by and being like, is that Stephanie Miller on a payphone?
Hello, Richmond 9.
Like a, like a 1950s
yeah.
reporter.
Richmond 9. Go in.
Clack, 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 clack. This just in. As I rush into my phone booth.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
With my pillbox hat. Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah. No, I'm a complete and utter loser. It was. It's only, it says it was like 15 minutes. So I miss it, and I'm on the 10 and the 5 and the something, and I exit, and I ran into some lovely Hispanic people who are opening a some sort of electronics store. Who directed me back to the 101, and so then I went back, and there's no exit on the way back, and I realized I'm almost home again. I'm like, yow!
Yeah, I think there's only an exit going towards downtown. There's not an exit coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I found that out the hard way.
Well, you should have.
I had no GPS. I had no phone. I was completely lost.
You had a GPS. You just didn't know how to use it in your car.
That's my point.
That, I mean,
anyway, that is my story about my weekend.
It's probably best that you didn't go, because then we'd be doing even more damage control for you on Monday.
When I show up at things, then Rebecca has a long list of people she has to call to apologize to.
I have to apologize to all these people.
Now you're not going to see Aisha until January, February?
I know. No, it was very Bonfire of the Vanities. I was in a part of town I had no idea.
No business being
and
in, right?
And I had to get out of the car, and I was like, oh, boy, this is where things go really wrong. I don't know where I am, and I got to figure out how. I didn't even know what freeway I was near.
Oh, yeah. My
How long have you lived here?
I don't.
And
I went to school in downtown L.A. I went to USC. I have no idea how to get around downtown.
Went to school in downtown Los Angeles,
yes. And
you didn't know there was a Los Angeles
Street?
That
was a long time ago. There was barely roads then, back when I went to college.
They were just ruts caused by wagon wheels.
When the wagon took me to school, I didn't notice any freeway signs. Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, I, even if you live here, that's the annoying thing, right, is when it gives directions like... It's like, oh, this way is Norwalk, and this way is... Well, if you don't happen to remember which way the city is, you're like, is it north or south?
Norwalk, you take the 5 to Norwalk.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying, when it just gives you a name of where which way the freeway goes and not what direction it is.
Yeah, reading signs is hard.
Why do I think I will get any sympathy in this room for... All right.
You know...
And then if I could feel like a bigger, unmarried, single, childless, loser, elderly shut-in, I actually, do you know what I did yesterday?
What?
Saturday. I went to a wedding with a friend of mine. I haven't been to a wedding in like 20 years. I'm like, you know people that get married? All my friends are too old or too gay. I don't know. Like, really? Oh, it was, there's a hilarious backstory I can't talk about. Because people listen.
It.
Oh,
it was hilarious. It was like a Robert Altman film. It was hilarious.
Were you in the wedding?
Did everybody walk out on the catwalk
nude? No, I didn't even know the people.
Oh, why'd you go?
Just because I told my friend I'd go. Anyway. All right, you have a terrific... Your mom's a teabagger.
My mom is.
Love this.
She is so proud. One day she was like, Rebecca, I know you're not going to like this, but... I'm a teabagger. And I was like, oh!
She didn't say teabagger,
no,
did she?
No. But when I call her, she's like, oh, I love it. Keep calling me that.
This is a whole new thing. It's like, you know, kids... There used to be, like, kids coming out to their parents as gay, and now it's like a reverse thing.
Right.
Parents having to come out to their kids as teabaggers. It's like the
it's
thing.
So
wow! You're a what?
I was so disappointed in her, and she made it worse. She's like, and I want to go to an event, and... Take a sign.
Oh, Mom. Oh, dear. So now, that was the highlight of my weekend. I watched Bill Maher last night on the, I taped the, what do you call it?
Real time.
He has all the great Christine O'Donnell tapes.
He does.
And he said he's got
an archive full, like a vault of Christine O'Donnell tapes.
He wants her to come on the show. He said it's going to be like a hostage crisis. He's throwing a body out a week until she comes. She canceled on Fox News. She's not talking to anybody. Oh, God, it's just... Where do you even start? I mean, now we've had 3 days of new Christine O'Donnell, but the thing that the last one he released was that she dabbled in witchcraft. Oh, do we have that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
Wait a minute.
You were a witch?
Yeah, she was a witch.
You were a witch? I didn't join a coven. Let's get this
straight. Wait a minute. I love this. You're a witch. You're going Halloween's bit.
I was a witch.
I mean, wait a minute.
That's exactly why.
How are you to be a witch?
Because I dabbled into witchcraft. I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun?
I'm not making this this stuff up. I know what they told me they do.
Well, what they do?
I mean, and one of my dates, one of my dates, my first date. One of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it. And I mean, there's little blood there and stuff like that.
That was a date. Your first date was a satanic altar.
Yeah, we went to a movie and then like had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice.
Oh, so wait a minute. You can't touch yourself, but you could have sex with someone on a satanic altar with a witch?
And blood.
Was he a warlock? Or
there was blood.
Okay, she just, you know what? So though she is Sarah Palin's mini-me, she is the wackiest candidate ever in the history of politics, I just have to announce now.
Sarah Palin basically endorsed a witch. I mean, how's that going to go over?
I don't even know where to start this morning. That she thinks that scientists are making mice with fully functioning human brains?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We have yet to, scientists have yet to find a Tea Party candidate with a fully functioning human brain. And I don't, and really they've done it with mice? Who knew? So anyway, your mom
she's a Tea Partier. Mm-hmm, and I said to her, so this whole Donald witchcraft thing. What do you think about that, Mom? And she said, oh, that's a liberal plot.
Of course it is.
Wait a minute. Christine O'Donnell said this herself. How could it be a liberal plot? Did you ask her that?
I said, Mom, it's on tape. I mean, there's video of it. It's not a liberal plot. She actually said this. And she said, well, she'll just vote the right way for the country. Completely glossed over it.
You know what? Bill O'Reilly said the same thing. He said people, teabaggers will vote for John Gotti if they feel that he'll forward the Tea Party agenda.
Right. It was so scary that she just didn't want to.
The way these teabaggers are like, so brainwashed.
Oh, like maybe Bill Maher is a warlock and he somehow used his liberal conspiracy magic to make her say that several years ago on Politically Incorrect.
Right.
In that way, it's a liberal plot.
It was very confusing, but that's my mom.
I love you, Rebecca's mom. And I love you, witchy woman. I really do. Ken in Cleveland has graced us with a Christine O'Donnell montage, which I will play
right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
What makes you think she's a witch?
Let me show this clip. This is from Politically Incorrect.
Because I dabbled into witchcraft.
Every form of witchcraft.
I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun.
I'm not making this stuff up.
We have found the witch. May we burn.
One of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar.
Take the pledge with me.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
She's tampering in downsided stuff.
Don't ever underestimate the power of...
Satan. You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, we went to a movie and then like had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice.
Thank you, Ken in Cleveland. Christine O'Donnell. I love that. Thank you, Ken. You are dark-sided, Christine O'Donnell.
She's not a Christian!
19 minutes after the hour. She is going to be the comedy gift that keeps on giving. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Oh, Julie in Tacoma with a great idea for Christine O'Donnell. Hello, Julie.
Yeah, you know that noted anchor baby Bobby Jindal.
Yes.
You told us all about his doings when he was in college.
Yes.
And he could go on the noted televangelist, that Mormon one,
yes,
and do an exorcism.
Yes, he needs to do an exorcism on Christine O'Donnell. Good
and
idea.
I think that Jim could probably show us how it would be done.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Christine, are you ready to denounce witchcraft?
It's two wacky Republicans in one.
Yeah,
thank
boy.
You, Julie. Oh, boy. I just, what's it like to be in Christine O'Donnell's fully functioning human brain?
It's not fully functioning.
Mouse brain, whatever it is she has. I'm just wondering how you square the whole don't touch yourself, but it's okay to, let me just see here. What are the, let's see. One of my first dates was on a satanic altar. There's a little blood there, stuff like that. We went to a movie and then had a little midnight picnic on a satanic altar. So somehow in her world, morally, okay, touch yourself. Okay, let's go to Von Seal in Asheville, North Carolina. Good morning, Von Seal.
Good morning. And, darling, if I have ever heard a cry for help,
yes.
It was you this morning.
Aww. Yes. I think, you know what? I bet you Christine O'Donnell put a spell on me for the things I said about her on The Ed Show on MSNBC.
You think, well, I saw that, by the way. You were hilarious.
Thank you.
But, of course, you know me. My number one panacea for all things wrong with Stephanie Miller, and there's so few,
yes.
is, of course,
yes.
I need to send Fuller out there to live with you.
Yes, you need to send your sullen, resentful teenager to take care of me.
I have a hot bulletin for you.
Oh?
No
what?
Longer so sullen and resentful.
No.
And will be 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
No longer a teenager.
It's time for elder care for
Mama. I think she needs to come out and help Aunt Stephanie. You know, because listen, her dad and I take her to New York City.
Yes.
We cannot manage the subway system. Fuller can get us from one end of the city to the other.
I can't.
And no problem. So
I can't manage eating pudding with a spoon at this point.
I think it's time.
All right.
So
Senator?
I'm thinking the Stephanie Miller scholarship to USC for Fuller next semester.
There you go. Uh-huh.
I'll send
okay.
you an email.
Yeah, fine. Get on that. Let's go to...
The check will be in the mail, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I still haven't paid for my USC bill. Brian in Everett, Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
The voice of Christine, she's such an innocent, sweet, nice little girl.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she's, how the voice sounds, but I'll tell you what, you have problems, I have problems, I think there's a similar thing. It's like you know, things happen in your life, you can't explain, you end up crying and weeping.
It's voodoo.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Is your car turned into Christine from the Stephen King book? Is that what happened here?
That's what's happened. My car turned into Christine O'Donnell. That's what... It magically made my exit disappear.
Yes, but did it kill your date like it did in the movie, Christine?
What? I'm such a loser, I didn't have a date, obviously.
Oh, so there's nobody
alone.
To kill. Okay.
I was alone, yes. Lori in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Steph. From one Catholic girl run amok to another,
yes.
I discovered that Christine O'Donnell's vibrator has a name.
What's
it's
that?
Called an Immaculate Contraption.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and joiners.
Oh, my goodness. The jokes just keep on coming. All right. You know what? Why do I guess the rude pundit will have some rudeness about
you think so?
Christine O'Donnell.
This whole story is rude.
Yes. The rude pundit joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'll bet your womanhood smells divine.
What? You've been hanging around with Rude Pundit too long. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Even though this is a cattywampus election year,
yes.
I think we can all take a solace in the fact that John in Asheville is still drunk.
Huh?
Good morning, John.
Hey, what's up, Steph?
Not much, honey. How's the...
You're not a pathetic loser. I know pathetic losers, and you are not one of them.
Thank you, John. You don't know how much that heartens me.
Well, I saw you when you were here in Nashville. I was at the Grove Park and just kind of eyeballed you a little bit there. You're a sweet little dad.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, John. You don't know how that heartens me to know that John doesn't think I'm a loser. John. John is usually, wow, he's a little drunker than usual this morning.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
And it's early.
Yes. And it's Monday, which you know what that means.
Sleep up, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Come to Mama Papa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, where do you even start with your posting Fun with Christine O'Donnell? It's just, the fun never stops, does it?
No. You know, no. It takes like 5 minutes to find, you know, stupid crap she said.
I know it's hard to pick, but your personal favorite?
Yes.
No, I said your personal favorite, Christine O'Donnell, stupid thing?
Oh, you
thing?
Want to know what
yes.
my personal favorite
yes.
is? My personal favorite was from 2003, you know, because she's also said stuff recently, not when she had the 80s hairstyle, and I'm pretty sure I banged her back in college. But,
yes, mm-hmm. Okay.
That she said on Michael Savage's show, when he had that show on MSNBC, Savage Nation, what she said about the Supreme Court. It's kind of like we have the 9 people sitting there in Washington who have a constitutional monarchy.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't think you really understand what their job is. And
yes.
That's, you know, 2003. You can't say, oh, I was just a teenager. I was dabbling into anti-constitutional thought.
Yeah, well, although she is a better constitutional scholar than she is scientist, I think my personal favorite still has to be the scientists are creating mice with fully functioning human brains.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because, you know, that scares me so much, the idea that we have mice that, you know, little things creeping around our apartments that think like people, you know.
Now, let's see here. You posted a bunch of them. What's the fun quote talking to John Kasich, who was filling in for O'Reilly? About sex, about that people want sex ed, including condom distributors at schools. She said, even if population is increasing, so what? So what? People aren't bad. When did human beings become a bad thing?
Mm. Yeah, see? We don't need to worry about overpopulation because everybody will just be nice to each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She talked about the Sopranos. She said, the thing that attracts people to the Sopranos is the family element. It shows that America still has a longing for that traditional upbringing. You know, that traditional mob upbringing.
Sure. Your dad lies about what he does for a living, and he goes off and has affairs and whacks, you know, people who oppose him. I think that is traditional.
Let's see. Going back a bit, This is the fun quote on CNN in 1996. Creationism, in essence, is believing that the world began as the Bible in Genesis says, that God created the earth in 6 days, 6 24-hour periods, and then there's just as much, if not more, evidence supporting that than evolution.
Yeah. Yeah, six, you know, most creationists don't even believe the 6 24-hour period.
Yeah, that puts her to the right of Sarah Palin on that whole.
Right. You know, they at least go with, oh, it was symbolically a day. You know, he hadn't created the sun yet, so, you know, we aren't really sure how long the day was.
Now, here's the part we love because it's the rude part, which is your specialty. She said, in Scarborough Country in 2003, I'm a young woman in my 30s and I remain chaste. O'Donnell was 34. You point out she is now 41 and unmarried. Because of her strict views on abstinence, she is either a virgin who has never even masturbated or a liar, which you decide.
She admits that she was a slut in high school and college.
Oh, so she has that secondhand virginity.
Right. Yeah, that came out later. But she does. But since then, since high school or college, she has she's remained chaste. So I bet she and Ann Coulter get together and talk about how much how much unmarried sex they don't have.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and Ann Coulter, if she's telling the truth, she has more restraint than most guys. You know what I'm saying?
And I wasn't implying anything lesbian there.
No.
But really, you should have that image in your head for the day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rude.
Thank you. You know, here's the fun thing is that the whole Republicans eating their own episode that this is causing, even at Fox News, this is causing disarray, isn't it? Because she won't even talk to Fox News now. She not only canceled her appearance on, what was it?
Fox News Sunday.
Face the Nation, but also, so she won't even, as her, Mama Grizzly, Sarah Palin, told her to speak through Fox News. She won't even do that.
Well, you know, Chris Wallace can be a very tough interviewer with a Fox-sponsored candidate. You know, Chris Wallace might ask her to, you know, say, well, it's not that I'm going to say this is bad, but would you mind explaining, you know, your witchcraft line? And then she'd be able to, without any kind of challenge, trot out whatever line she's practiced
right.
about it.
Right, but, I mean, this is where we're at, isn't it, Rude? I mean, it's not just her. It's Sharon Engel and Rand Paul. I mean, this is the new breed of candidate that will not talk to anybody, including Fox News.
But that's the elite. They're turning on Fox News. That's what's really kind of fun with the Tea Party right now, is Fox News has got to recalibrate because...
Well, right. I think they feel like, oh, my God, we've created a monster with this Tea Party, and now we have candidates like Christine O'Donnell, who is... Yeah.
O'Reilly gets attacked regularly because the teabaggers think that he's mocking Sarah Palin. And they've said as much that Fox News is becoming, I've read on some of these things, Fox News is becoming another liberal network because it sometimes says, implies something bad about Sarah Palin.
Do you think this is a Sarah Palin, here's my conspiracy sausage this morning, do you think this is just all part of her evil plot to suddenly look like the sanest, smartest Republican woman? Because you couldn't even think of like a mini-me creation like Christine O'Donnell before this, could you?
And you could at least make the case. I mean, you know, hate Sarah Palin as much as you want, but when she became governor of Alaska, she at least had been the mayor of a town.
Right.
I mean, O'Donnell is coming out of essentially being a kind of media whore to being a senator.
I know. Well, and you know, and there's a great story today, Rude, which is kind of the, you know, the hilarious B story to all this, is all of these Tea Party, you know, teabagger candidates so far that are, you know, they're the new sensations and the outsiders. They're just complete losers that have run like 1,000 times before and lost. They're not, the only reason they're outsiders is because they haven't been able to get elected before.
God, you are such an elitist. You know, you're one of that inside.
Listen, I speak as a loser.
Yeah, but you're an elite loser.
All right.
You're in a special category.
No, but it's hilarious. I mean, Christine O'Donnell's run how many times? It's because she's been such a disaster as a candidate. She can't get elected. Same with Joe Miller.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because she's got to pay her mom. That's why
yes.
she runs so many times.
Yes.
It's the only way she has an income.
Now, the best political advice, of course, is broken every week on rudepundit.blogspot.com. You write, right now, President Obama, Tim Kaine, and every... damn Democratic strategist needs to figure out how to get the moderates to switch parties. It's the way to pull the rug out from under the potential Republican majority. Interesting. I mean, interesting. You say this is one of the most depressing things Rude Pundit has ever written, for it presumes that the best the country can hope for anymore is not the achievement of progressive goals, but that our legislative branch is not overrun by the crazies. However, we're facing total and utter gridlock in Congress. It's intent on trying to bring down the president through bull investigations and hearings. Every time the Rude Pundit thinks we can't get any more, a bigger dildo is brought out and someone says, oh no, we're shoving this one up your now. So the only way to hope for actual progress, even if it's not strictly progressive, is to get some Republicans to jump ship. You say your GOP is already gutted and you helped tear out the organs. Now liberate yourselves and come over to the side that actually believes the same things you do.
Yeah, I mean, the Democratic Party is essentially the moderate Republican Party right now.
Yes.
It's been that way almost, I mean, it's the completion of an evolution that's happened since Reagan.
Well, Bill Clinton said it. These teabaggers, they think George Bush is a liberal.
Yeah, yeah. And so if DeMint and Palin are going to take over the Republican Party, then all that's going to happen are voices like Susan Collins and others. Those are just going to be squelched. I mean, if you're going to go after Lisa freaking Murkowski,
yeah.
I mean, Lisa Murkowski's a right winger, and she's not nutsy enough for you. I mean, that is a fringe element that is able to get out the vote for primaries. But the thing is
by
that,
the way, can I just say quickly how speaking of entertaining B stories, the chick fight that rages on in Alaska. So she said she's going to, of course, do the write-in campaign. And she said because the voters need, quote, one Republican woman who won't quit on Alaska.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. It's gonna be a moose fight up there. That's the thing is Palin is gonna. People don't like it when the crazy person comes in and ruins their party, and takes it over and makes the party all about them.
But Rude, you know, in the midst of all your hilarious rudeness, I think you've hit on a really, really important political point there. And that's what you have to hope for in the midterms, that those sane people in the middle that put Barack Obama in office will come to their senses before they put the Christine O'Donnells of the world in office, right?
Or if the Christine O'Donnells and the Rand Pauls get elected to the Republican Party, that the signs will be there for the moderate Republicans, that they're not welcome, and that they're going to be primaried, and that they're going to be chased out. That, you know, they've got the torches and pitchforks ready to go on them.
Did you see Bill Clinton yesterday?
On Meet the Press?
Yeah, Meet the Press.
Talking about Newt Gingrich?
Well, just in general, I mean, just he reminds you why he's one of the best presidents we've ever had, and, you know, probably the most talented politician. I mean, I think he and Barack Obama of our time. Do you know what I mean? Like, he basically, because, of course, they can't talk the way you and I do. Of course, he has
right.
to go, oh, Christine O'Donnell, very attractive and well-spoken. You're like, what? She's a dope. But I think his point was, you know, when it push comes to shove and the election hits, like you're saying, Are you really going to go, but what are you going to do? What are your plans, you know, and how are you going to solve these problems?
But the question, I mean, that's why it's going to come down to get out the vote. And there's got to be something that energizes the Democrats at this point. And who knows? If Don't Ask, Don't Tell goes through this week, that could be something that gets progressive voters to say, oh, okay, I see that there's some good stopping a Christine O'Donnell.
Because, by the way, that's entertaining B-Story 6000 this morning, is that, you know, you've still got these dinosaurs, these religious right leaders, pushing the Republican Party to put all their social, you know, issue, gay bashing, whatever crap in their documents, so that, you know, they're getting torn about by the Tea Party and these dinosaurs on their religious right.
Especially since the Values Voters Summit was just held this weekend, they're rallying up that base too.
Oh, sure. And I'm so glad that we don't want to impose Sharia law in America.
Yeah.
But that's because they worship the wrong god for all the rules they want to put in.
Right. They want to impose their own religious law.
I think you're right. I mean, even legally, I think you're right. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's a ship that sailed already, and they're still fighting that fight. You know,
right.
I mean, it's going to get more. It's at least it's getting fun, right?
It's getting fun, but it's getting so ugly. And you sit there and you think that there are these Tea Party voters that will see somebody like a Bill Clinton or a Colin Powell and say, those are just out of touch elitists, and how dare they try to tell me what to do? And it's that 20% that's a lost cause in this country is about to run the joint.
Right. Well, that's what we'll find out. People are angry. Are they angry enough to put Christine O'Donnell in the United States Senate? That's what we'll find out.
Oh, wow. You know what? If she does do some blood sacrifice on the Lincoln Memorial,
awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. All right.
Oh, boy.
But no masturbating. All right. Rude Pundit, we will see you next week.
She'll do it with oven mitts on. Make sure that there is no masturbating.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your rudeness.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week, the Rude Pundit. Oh, boy. All right.
Well, you know, with this whole fully functioning human brain inside mice, is she confusing that with the plot of The Secret of NIMH?
She's like me. She gets movies confused.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
48 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Please call me out. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 53 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Chuck in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Steph.
Hi.
I just have to cut your station by accident.
By accident. That never ends well, Chuck.
Of course
Chuck.
You did.
Yeah, well, the problem I have is sitting there listening to it,
you know,
it's the typical Democrat statements, make fun of everybody.
Well, we actually were talking about actual Christine O'Donnell statements.
Yeah, I know those are actual statements. What I'm saying is, as it goes down the line, I've seen different TV shows at night, different news stations.
Uh-huh.
They parade out the disabled. They parade out this. They parade out, you know, the Mexicans, the blacks. All wolves to me as well as me.
Wait, go back to the Mexicans and the blacks.
They parade them out front of the news cameras. Oh, I know this, and Obama's going to help me do this and do that. No, I don't have a problem with helping people who actually need help.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem with people who are taking stuff from the government, taxpayers' money, mine, yours, you work, you pay taxes.
So you object to the TV parading the blacks and the Mexicans in front of you?
It degrades people.
People to put blacks and Mexicans on television?
No, it degrades them, and everybody's, you know, thinking is, look, if you don't get off your butt and go out and do something, then you're not helping yourself.
Well, Christine O'Donnell doesn't have a job. She's unemployed.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying.
But she's not black or Mexican.
No kidding.
Well, you brought up the blacks and Mexicans.
I work my butt off to do what I got to do.
Well, she's been living off her campaign cash money.
Yeah, she hasn't been working. You work hard. She doesn't.
There's people, I'm not just talking about her. This is, there's people who refuse to go out and work. Extending unemployment.
Like Christine O'Donnell.
Christine O'Donnell.
Uh-huh.
You show me any of those guys up in, you know, Kerry and all them, who actually go out and work. That is not a job.
John Kerry?
He has a job. He's a United States Senator. That's hard work, actually.
That ain't hard work. He's in there. He never had a real job in his life.
He was a soldier.
Oh. Okay, I'll grant it. He was a
that's hard work.
Quote unquote soldier.
Oh, okay. All so right. He wasn't the right kind of soldier.
He wasn't a poor dirt farmer like George Bush. I'll give you that. All right, that was fun. Let's go to Don in Chicago. Hello, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When, you know, we're not allowed to mock the fact that two men want to get married and one of them be called a wife or husband. I mean, guys, you guys reel us on the right if we...
You're allowed to mock that if you want to.
Well, but then you call us a bigot, homophobe, it's...
That would be the definition of being a homophobe if you think that deserves mocking.
It's hilarious to think of a man calling another man a wife or another man or a woman
it's
calling...
It's hilarious?
It's goofy. It's goofy.
Well, and it's not goofy to have, sex on an altar of where there's, I don't know, whatever Christine
blood.
O'Donnell did, some sort of pagan altar.
Just go after this person for her unqualified position to be a senator. Then, I mean, you know, it's just like going after Barney Franks and his lisp and all that stuff. He's a fine senator. He's done great work. But
Congressman.
If we mock him because he's because of his sexuality, all of a sudden we're homophobes and bigots. And we can't just poke fun at him. But
mocking somebody for some aspect of themselves is in itself bigoted, yes.
You mock the creationist thing, and that is that is such a super, super tiny, infinitesimal amount of Christians that do not.
But Christine O'Donnell.
Christine O'Donnell is
one
of them. That's why we mentioned it.
I think that's off limits. To be just like off.
It's off limits to mention that she has really wacky, extreme anti-science views.
That has nothing to do with her votes on the Senate floor.
Sure, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Stem cell research, on a lot of things. She thinks that they're making mice with human brains in them.
I'm a conservative that would say a human is a human at conception. Stem cell research is incredibly unethical. Has nothing.
Okay,
to do
but
with
do you really want someone voting on science issues that thinks that the scientists have created mice with human brains in them?
No, and I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's a good point, but you can't go after people the way you mock them.
What do you mean? If you can't mock the thing she says, what can you mock in the world?
You can't mock. Listen,
I can't?
A man wearing a
dress. I dabbled in witchcraft. I'm anti-masturbation.
Who cares what people did in their
How about this life? One, Don? How about this one? She O'Donnell, quote, wanted to stop the whole country from having sex. Asked by Joe Scarborough, you're going to stop the whole country from having sex? O'Donnell, yes. Do you think that's a wacky idea?
It is definitely wacky.
Okay.
But you can reason with these people and go after her because those issues would mean that she would vote against this, this, and this. But because you guys rail us on the right when we
shouldn't mention someone's inherent craziness when discussing their fitness for office.
You're going to vote 100% a certain way.
All right. See, this is what they're saying. Oh, it doesn't matter. She'll vote the right way.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of.
What? 58 minutes after
that,
the hour.
That's the part we have to take seriously.
Eric Bowler joins us next, the host of Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Ward. Or me, Stephanie Miller. Mama's appearance on The Ed Show on MSNBC from Friday is up in the video section.
Yep. And also on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your top.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Obviously, Christine O'Donnell, it's just the comedy gift that keeps on giving. We will also discuss that with Edie McClurg next hour in a Monday edition of Mondays with McClurg. In the meantime, Eric Bollard's here. Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bowler from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bowler.
Oh, Eric Bowler, where does one start with the comedy buffet that is Christine O'Donnell? You write this morning a great piece. Fox News has a Christine O'Donnell problem. So, you know, when you're not even talking to Fox News,
right.
She canceled not just her appearance on, Face the Nation, but also
right.
Fox News Sunday.
Yeah, this is how tangled sort of Fox News has become in becoming the opposition party, picking candidates, helping them fundraise, et cetera, et cetera. So now they're completely entangled in their booking. So Christine O'Donnell canceled her weekend appearances. Not that surprising. Rand Paul did the same thing. We have sort of these novice Tea Party candidates who apparently really aren't ready for the national spotlight. But
even Fox News?
Fox News is essentially sponsoring her candidacy, and she turns around and gives them the slip at the last minute, completely humiliating Chris Wallace, who hosts Fox News. And so she's already been on Hannity. She's already been on Fox and Friends. So now she's making obvious distinctions between which Fox News shows she'll be on and which ones she refuses to appear
yeah,
on.
Yeah, unless
and
you're...
which ones she'll snub at the last minute.
Yeah, unless you're a complete softball suck-up like Sean Hannity, apparently.
Exactly.
I love you, right? Fox News now has to explain why O'Donnell is ready to serve in the U.S. Senate, even though she's not ready to appear on Fox News Sunday. Awkward.
Yeah, but, you know, again, and even after she canceled on them, you know, they're still going all in for her candidacy because of course, their goal is to get as many Republicans elected as possible. So,
right.
In the past, it was okay because there was a sort of the spoken or unspoken agreement. We will support these Tea Party candidates. They'll appear exclusively on Fox News. They won't do any other mainstream press. And now O'Donnell has sort of mucked that up because now she's picking and choosing which shows on Fox News. So it's a train wreck for them.
Well, I mean, you know, and that's the thing I love about this whole thing is that, you know, she also, gave Face the Nation the slip. But as you write, her campaign floated the implausible excuse that she couldn't do the Sunday morning shows because she had to be back in Delaware for a Sunday afternoon event. You write, has she never heard of Amtrak?
Yeah.
It's like it's 1789. She can't possibly make it from D.C. to Delaware in one day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the wagon train doesn't go that fast. Sure. Do you think, Eric, I got to ask before we dive into Right Wing World, I mean, do you think that behind the scenes at Fox, there is some degree of panic that they, you know, the Tea Party is this monster that they've created, and now they have candidates like Christine O'Donnell and Rand Paul and Sharon Angle, right?
Well, this has been the only real intramural squabble they've had, even right before the vote and right after the vote. Charles Krauthammer, Karl Rove had been denigrating her. This is the only time we've seen sort of an open wound at Fox News. And what's interesting, you know, after she won, Fox News immediately went into damage control. Karl Rove sort of did a 180. And the pendulum seemed to be swinging towards her, and all of Fox News was behind her. And then she calls him at the last minute and says, oh, by the way, I'm not doing your show on Sunday. So that sort of ruined the sort of happy-get-along vibe that had been going on, and now they're sort of right back where they were, and they've got this candidate who is using them but won't appear on
right.
their shows.
And won't even do what her Mama Grizzly said out loud, and which is to use Fox News, speak through Fox News.
Exactly.
Do you think Sarah Palin got like a memo from Rupert Murdoch? No, you idiot, you don't say it.
It's possible, but I guess what you really meant was speak through Sean Hannity on Fox News.
Yeah.
So
let me
Fox
be more
friends.
Let me be more specific. Yeah.
Here are the shows.
Eric, let me ask you about another great piece you wrote before we get into Right Wing World. Because a lot of things, you know, we talk about what you can expect on Fox News, etc. But you know, when you get into even anything vaguely mainstream, like the Wall Street Journal, you know, there's this whole article you write about the Tea Party calling them populist, and you write that they're anything but.
They've done this for months and months, and it drives me crazy. And a columnist of the Journal late last week said, you know, the Tea Party is going to remake the Republican Party into a much more populist one. And it just drives me crazy. I mean, populism, the definition is sort of standing up for the common man against elite entrenched forces. The Tea Party was literally created in order to stage protests on behalf of the insurance industry.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. You know, they were thrilled when Republicans voted to deny extended benefits for people unemployed. They were furious when the government tried to hold BP accountable. There's nothing populist at all about the Tea Party movement. I think it's a lazy shorthand, and it's one that has a very positive connotation. So when you call them populist, that's a good thing, and they like it. It just doesn't reflect anything that
right.
they do.
As you write, Tea Party leaders have made it clear the movement is built around two principles, hating Obama and praying at the altar of big business. Populism is not part of the equation. I'm sure you saw the pieces yesterday in the New York and LA Times about this Russo guy that's funding the Tea Party.
That's not exactly populist.
Yeah, no. He's a Republican hack that's, you know, that's lining his own pockets and getting people to vote against their own self-interest, which is typical, right?
Yeah, the Republican establishment has been doing that for years, and now it's sort of been transferred over to this wackier version. And again, I mean, there's just nothing, there's nothing about the Tea Party that stands up for the sort of the working class or the common man, and there certainly isn't any attempt to raise uncomfortable questions about elite institutions.
Right, exactly. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we? Stuart Varney on the Brian Kilmeade still has a radio show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There are far too many people who look at these newcomers to the political scene, Sharon Angle in Nevada, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, and they're not polished political professionals, so they don't like them. They reject them. I think this is precisely the kind of newcomer, new face, new blood that we need to get in there in Washington.
She's not polished. That's what it is, Eric.
Well, that's one word for. I mean, that's an extremely kind and generic way to put it. Look, I mean, not polished meaning, you know, let's get rid of Social Security, let's get rid of Department of Education. It's not that she's unpolished. It's that she and others are embracing sort of radical views. You know, Rand Paul, I wouldn't have voted for the Civil Rights Act. You know, you can say it polished or you can be unpolished when you say it. The controversy is, are you kidding me? I mean, it's the policy.
Well,
it's their position and their agenda that has these people running from the press.
And, Eric, the other thing we were talking about earlier this morning is, you know, there's a story out about the fact that these aren't outsiders, fresh new faces. They're old hacks that have run 1,000 times and haven't been able to get elected before. And now
that's
suddenly
right.
They're Tea Party.
Right. Christine O'Donnell hasn't stopped running for 5 years. I mean, she's just this constant. She's on every, apparently, any ballot Delaware will put up, she'll put her name on. Sharon Angle has been running for years and years, and no one ever paid any attention to her. So you're right. These aren't sort of grassroots entrepreneurs. I'm going to quit my job. I've never done politics. These are people who've done it for years and years and never got anywhere.
Exactly.
Until this thing came along.
Exactly. Or, as is heard on the old Riley Factor, she's the new It Girl.
Almost overnight, Christine O'Donnell, of course, has become a political star in America by winning the Republican senatorial primary in Delaware. Ms. O'Donnell will appear with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Ah!
And Mr. Wallace joins us now.
She is the new It Girl, the new star in the political firmament.
Aww.
So I think people are going to want to hear a little bit about who she is, what she stands for.
But they don't want to hear it from the ideological frame. They want to hear it from a guy like you or a guy like me who are going to, you know, put that aside and say, look, here's the problem. How are you going to solve it?
you're doing having sex on a 6 year old.
I guess your morning show is going to stay in last place on Sunday morning. Sorry.
Say, poor Chris Wallace is a rare opportunity to generate actual ratings for his show. he's a million viewers behind all the others, basically. And he was clearly very excited about the prospect of generating some headlines. They sent him an email, I guess, late Friday night. Oh, we're not going to be there.
She went from being the it girl to the it girl. She's not going to do it live.
Do it live! No. I'll write it and we'll do it live!
She's the new it girl. All right. I'm not doing it. All right. Let's go to O'Reilly again on O'Donnell.
Looking at Miss O'Donnell's resume, 41 years old, it's not a strong resume. All right? She's never even really had a job. It's not a strong resume. However, and this is an important question, because I got tons of mail. All right, that says, look, we'll vote for John Gotti if he upholds Tea Party values.
Wow. O'Reilly's telling it a little bit too much like it is.
Well, it's interesting. He was complaining last week that he wanted to have Christine O'Donnell on his show, and he claims her, quote, handlers, you know, wouldn't allow it. So, again, I mean, more embarrassment. So
I love
Christine
it.
Christine O'Donnell will sit for, you know, Sean Hannity, but not Bill O'Reilly and Chris Wallace. I mean, it's just absolutely humiliating that she has this a la carte menu, and she's like, softball, yes. Medium softball, no. Chris Wallace, no.
Yeah, it is, must be on a batting tee. It must be T-ball. It must not even really be softball. All right, Eric, hold on in there in the sidecar. We'll be right back with some more Right Wing World. Oh,
dear.
I'll get him back. I punched the wrong button.
Yeah, you did.
I was so excited with my news phrase. She's not the it girl anymore. She's the it girl. I'm not doing it, Fox. 17 minutes after the hour, back with more Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. You may be right. I may be crazy. You may be wrong. But all I know that you may be right.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Eric Bollert in the sidecar to finish up the Right Wing World. Oh, Bill Kristol. At least he got booked on Fox News Sunday, Eric. They have to do something to fill the gaping Christine O'Donnell hole, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Bill Kristol.
I'm a fellow wingnut, so in that respect, I like her. I probably would agree with almost all the votes she would cast in the Senate. And I think if I were in Delaware, I'd be inclined to vote for her in the general election. Christine O'Donnell is a bit of a flake, I think, or has been a bit of a flake in the past. But she may well be able to persuade the voters of Delaware that that's passed, and now she's running. And let's see how she performs over the next 6 weeks.
She's running on absolutely nothing. On absolutely no record of any kind.
It's interesting. The Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard pre-primary vote had been very, you know, had done some pretty tough reporting on her and got in trouble for it and caught heat from the Tea Party folks. And so, like Karl Rove, post-primary, Bill Kristol comes around and sort of bows down to the crazies in the right wing. And here's Bill Kristol, supposed to be sort of this serious, very serious Republican leader and conservative pundit. He's now essentially endorsing a flake and, as you say, someone who has virtually no record whatsoever.
Well, but that's the new talking point, isn't it, Eric? That, oh, but she'll vote the right way. You know?
She seems nice.
Yeah. She seems nice enough.
That's literally the...
That's what Bill Maher actually said yesterday. He said, it's the only difference between, Sarah Palin's mean. The only difference is she's not mean. She's nice. It's like, okay. All right, Newt Gingrich, the values voters side.
I have no problem with the mosques that exist in New York City that are peaceful and that obey American law, but I am totally opposed to any effort to impose Sharia on the United States, and we should make clear to Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan, who both seem confused on this topic, that no judge will remain in office who tries to use Sharia law to interpret the American Constitution.
Oh,
well, who is proposing to do that?
Is he saying that Breyer and Kagan want Sharia law?
That's what he's implying.
Wow, and it implies a threat. they're going to be impeached, Eric? What do you think that
means?
Right.
What a courageous stand against Sharia law.
Wow. Yeah. The rest of us are so for it.
Right. Yeah, right. As if anyone...
Okay,
you know,
so...
That's the problem with these right-wing summits. I mean, it's just this cavalcade of talkers, and everyone's backstage thinking, you know, what can I say that's more crazy than the
right.
next guy? What can I say that's crazy that people will remember me Monday morning?
And meanwhile, speaking of Sharia law, Eric, I mean, you know, you've got the religious right at this Values Voter Summit demanding that the Republican Party, you know, get on board with the gay bashing and the anti-choice stuff, you know.
There's an unspoken or unadmitted connection there. Yeah, absolutely. Right-wing, you know, religious fanatics.
Yep, absolutely. Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America. Thank you, sir, as always.
Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes.
Talk to you soon.
What? He stays closer to the phone now when he says goodbye.
Because we
I called him every week and said, wait, why are you being so distant?
Oh, God.
Brian in Michigan.
I'm sure to come back now. Wow.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Long time listener, Stephanie. I was listening to the news this morning about the Christine O'Donnell being on Bill Maher in 1999 and then at the Value Voter Summit. She was saying, oh, I was in high school back then.
Yeah.
She was born in 1970. That would have made her a 29-year-old high school student.
Yeah, she's not even good at math. Not good at math or science so much. You know, Jim Ward, you had said this last week, though. John Fugelsang knows Christine O'Donnell. He did Politically Incorrect with her a lot of times.
Right.
And so he said the same thing to us. Remember on Friday, he said, well, she's really nice if you know her in person. And Bill Maher was saying that, like, she doesn't have a mean bone in her body, unlike Sarah Palin.
Well.
But what you said is that she's still dangerous. I mean, she's...
Yeah.
These are some of the not-so-fun facts. Think Progress did a very exhaustive review of some...
And we're glad they did. Thank you.
Yeah, well, my point is that some of the stuff she says, it's so stupid. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And how is that not mean-spirited, some of the stuff she said? She may not seem like a mean person.
She says it in a nice way.
I guess, but I mean...
With a twinkle in her eye.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's just...
Anyone who masturbates should be executed. You know, but in a nice way.
It's exactly like we say Evil Uncle Chuckles. Pat Robertson sounds nice. He sounds chuckly when he's saying really.
I just hope you burn in the lake of fire for all eternity in a booyah vase of satanic... Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, we talked about this one on Friday. O'Donnell argued that distributing condoms is just going to further the spread of AIDS.
Yes, that's dangerous. That's
to throw a bunch of condoms
thinking.
Over to Africa and say, here, we're helping you with AIDS, is just going to further the spreads
right.
of AIDS over there. So this is stupidity that's going to end in a lot more death.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, O'Donnell doesn't understand why gays, quote, get upset when called deviant. Asked if she could understand why gays might be upset. She said someone calling homosexuality a deviant sexual orientation. She replied, absolutely not. I can't understand. She excused gay bashing as kids being kids. Asked about disparaging comments children have made about a gay peer, O'Donnell dismissed it, saying, oh, it's just kids being kids,
right.
That's it.
Ask Matthew Shepard about kids being kids.
Ask anyone,
dead.
Ask anyone over at the Trevor Project, you know, the 24-hour suicide hotline for gay kids. You know, we just talked about one story of a kid last week that killed himself because of gay bashing in school. O'Donnell believes AIDS victims should not be called victims and that too much money goes to fighting the disease.
Wow.
So you decide if that's nice, someone that's nice, doesn't have a mean
and
bone in their body.
And the Führer was a fabulous dancer.
29 minutes after the hour.
And he liked animals.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Must be nice to finally be on a show that you can mention at dinner parties and not have people cringe.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Tim in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
You know, I love how... O'Donnell saying that, you know, oh, hate crimes are just, you know, kids being kids and there's no harm in it. I really enjoyed that fact, considering that, you know, in high school I got really cute and had a vibrator thrown at me and told to use it because, you know, I was gay and, you know, that. then even, you know, in college having some, you know, other lovely things, obscenities and things like that being called and spray painted in my car, my tires popped, and, you know, no one really willing to help until I threatened to go ahead and videotape, you know, my car. And even
well, you know, Tim, it's not a statistic that can really be debated that gay kids are three times more likely to commit suicide.
Well, and, you know, I will admit I've attempted suicide when I was exiting high school and going to be going to a great college because of how I was really cute and just completely harassed and just brought down in high school, and then thinking that was going to happen to me in college too, through for my whole college career. And I didn't want to live through it.
You know, that's how mean-spirited, in my opinion, many in the Republican Party are. Even you'd think anti-bullying is something we could all agree on. That we don't want our kids to be bullied, no matter for what. But they want to specifically exclude gay kids because they don't want to, you know, give the message that might be okay. So they want to say it's okay still to bully gay kids.
We had a great project in our school district. I come from a smaller town, but I had a very progressive superintendent who went ahead and said, you know what, fine, we're having all these problems. Let's make everyone put a badge on, and that's what they are for today. You're either gay, you're a lesbian, or you're black, you're Hispanic, you're whatever, and switch them around and make all these kids do that and then taunt them and show them what it feels like to be put in that position where just because of who you're supposed to be, you're being really cute and picked on and taunted. And you know what? I think
you're the kid in that commercial that doesn't get the ice cream when the other kid does right in front of you.
Exactly. I think a lot of kids actually seen that and changed their mind. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, speaking of grade school, Jim, when's the last time you heard an adult say, you're not the boss of me?
What?
This is America. And the ruling class elites may try, but they will never have the last word on liberty. There's something about our national DNA that insists on shouting at those who would be our masters, you're not the boss of me.
So these elites are supposedly liberals who want a lord.
And masters.
And masters.
And during Christine O'Donnell's speech at the Values Voters Summit over the weekend, after every applause line, she gave a little giggle, like she was proud of herself.
God. So cute and clever. Okay.
They call us wacky. They call us wingnuts.
Yes, yep. Check.
We call us we the people.
We call us clever. We.
No, you... Well, it's grammatically incorrect.
Right.
Yes, first of all...
I get your point.
First of all, it's unfactual and ungrammatical.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're trying to say we're trying to take over this party or that campaign. They don't get it. We're not trying to take back our country. What? We are our country.
We are
so
our
you
country.
Are our country, and the rest of us aren't our country.
We are not we the people.
No.
You
no.
are our
we're
not.
We're the other. We're the overlords.
No, I think we are we the people as well.
I think the important question, Christine O'Donnell, is, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
Wait a minute. You were a witch?
Yeah, she was a witch.
You were a witch?
I didn't join a coven. I didn't join a coven. Let's get this
straight. Wait a minute. I love this. You're a witch. You're going Halloween's bit.
I was a witch.
I mean, wait a minute.
That's exactly why.
How are you to be a witch?
Because I dabbled into witchcraft. I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun?
I'm not making this stuff up. I know what they told me they do.
Well, what did they do?
I mean, and one of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it.
What?
And I mean, there's little blood there and stuff like that.
Was a date? Your first date was a satanic altar?
Yeah, we went to a movie and then had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice.
So they've probably been torturing animals there, like picking up pets from shelters and torturing them to death on the
animal
satanic
torture?
Altar.
It's fun.
I'm getting a few tweets on Twitter from actual Wiccans saying that you know, real witches have absolutely nothing to do with Satan or with teabaggers.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, just want to get that out there.
Yeah. But let's review, shall we? Animal torture, Jim?
Computer says yes.
Yes. Having sex on a, I don't know, altar.
Satanic altar.
Computer says yes.
Gays? No.
Computer says no.
Touching yourself?
Computer says no.
So that kind of proves that she has absolutely no idea what witchcraft is. Satanic altars are not in Wicca.
The good news is Esmeralda would have company in the Senate. You know, Senator Ghostly. What's her name?
Yes.
Susan Collins.
Who looks like Esmeralda.
Well.
Bewitched.
Not really.
Well, she'd be the Samantha of the Senate to Senator Ghostly's. Mm.
Is this a Christine O'Donnell's campaign song?
And they would make science disappear entirely. Yes, apparently it is.
But which Darren would she marry?
Yeah, that's the question of the ages.
Would she switch Darrens in the middle?
Oh, Sammy.
Sammy.
Yeah, she's going to be another one of those right-wing women that's going to marry a clearly gay guy.
Yeah, she's not going to have a gay uncle.
The pixie, she's going to marry Paul Lynde.
It's deviant.
I pick out Christine's pantsuits. And if you don't like them, you're bastard people. Okay.
Wow. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Jim, here's the kind of guy she's looking for, in case you're wondering. Mm. Explaining what she's looking for in an ideal husband, she said, I want my children to see Christ in him.
Mm-hmm. Where am I hiding the Christ?
Is it behind my ear? No. Is it in my left hand?
Okay.
Hiding the Christ?
Wow.
Jim's hiding the Christ again.
Ow. That sounds painful.
Oh.
All right. Let's review some more.
Is he on the crucifix? I mean, I gotta know.
Jim!
I'm gonna be hiding the Christ. Oof. Ouch.
Only Christ-like men need apply. There. Hmm. Okay. Here's some more. But you know what? Just give me the dating music again. On sex and relationships, she led a campaign, as we all know now, against masturbation, claiming it's a form of adultery.
What?
No. I think that preempts adultery, actually.
Hello. She said the Bible says lust in your heart is committing adultery, so you can't masturbate without lust.
Well, Jimmy Carter believed the same thing.
Does Mrs. Ward aware you're cheating on her with your hand? You're dating your hand?
Mr. Hand.
O'Donnell warned that co-ed dorm rooms would lead to orgy rooms.
Well, yes. Actually, that's kind of true.
Damn it. Why didn't I stay in the dorms?
I mentioned this earlier.
Because you were a grown-up?
Asked by Joe Scarborough, you're going to stop the whole country from having sex? O'Donnell replied, yes. She once warned that there is a connection between freak dancing and date rape.
Freak dancing?
What would freak dancing?
Freak dancing is considered... it's actually prominent in the South, and that's where they, you know, just kind of rub up against each other and bend over and pretend like they're doing each other on the dance floor.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's a little freaky.
Me. Okay.
There's nothing I ever participated
in.
Well,
she might be right about that one. Okay, let's see. I already did that one. That one. Check, check, check. How about this one I mentioned? She said AIDS victims should not be called victims and that too much money goes to fighting the disease. She suggested people change the lifestyle.
Right. Like stop being a hemophiliac.
Said leads to AIDS.
Yeah. AIDS wiped out.
Oh, would you just clot already?
Yeah.
That's what she'd say to hemophiliacs.
O'Donnell, as we know now, these are some more Christine O'Donnell fun facts, warned that about mice with fully functioning human brains, Jim.
Like the secret of NIM or Pinky in the Brain.
Yes, exactly.
American scientific companies are crossbreeding humans and animals and coming up with mice with fully functioning human
brains.
Same
thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the country and get all the tea-baggers together to vote for me.
She compared physics to a pimp.
Huh?
Physics is a
She's
pimp.
She's not an anti-masturbation, anti-physics.
Physics is science. How can science be a pimp?
Physics exploit the human being's natural desire that longs for something higher, she once said. The same way a pimp exploits the natural desire to be with the opposite sex. Physics puts people in spiritual harm the same way pimps put people in physical harm.
So Newton was a pimp.
Hmm. Well, yeah, he liked freak dancing.
It was all the rage in England. I'm getting hit in the head with apples, apparently. Yeah. So.
As we previously discussed, she's so fervently pro-truth, she wouldn't lie to Nazis looking for Jews in her home. She doesn't believe in shades of gray. She said there's only truth and not truth. You're either very good or very evil.
Except the field gray of the Wehrmacht uniforms.
Oh. Okay. By the way, of all the... Because, you know, there's so many. It's such a crazy parade that it's hard to focus, isn't it, Jim, on one thing? But... Just for those of you, even, you know, very Christian people that might be Christine O'Donnell supporters, just tell me if you think this might be a little bit. O'Donnell believes God speaks to her personally and guided her campaign.
Oh, boy.
Wait, in a direct quote. During the primary, I heard the audible voice of God. He said, credibility. It wasn't just a thought in my head. I'm just asking those of you, even if you are supported, do you really believe that God, in an audible voice, spoke to Christine O'Donnell during the... Do you think God really, first of all, really gets involved in primaries? Because I don't think he pays attention
until
the generals, really, like most of us. I don't think he's really...
He's a little busy.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think God...
Or maybe she's crazy and she's hearing voices in her head.
Perhaps. Did anyone ask her what he sounds like? Does he sound like Jim's version, or what is he?
Hey, you! Stop taking my name in vain. That wasn't me.
I always pictured him sounding like
Rich Little.
I always pictured him sounding like Ernest Borgnine.
I thought more Wilford Brimley.
It's the right thing to do. Just for that, I'm going to give you diabetes.
Ed Asner.
She also compared herself to Ronald Reagan.
Well, there you go again.
She said, because she said when people think she's unelectable, she said, well, they said Ronald Reagan wasn't electable.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
That's true.
You knew Ronald Reagan, though. You worked with Ronald Reagan. You've done Ronald Reagan's voice.
She's no Ronald Reagan.
No.
Yes.
She also feared her political opponents were following her, hiding in the bushes. They follow me. They knock on the door all hours of the night. They're hiding in the bushes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So she's delusional and paranoid.
Mm.
Interesting.
She once wanted to investigate President Clinton for murder. Murder.
Midwest Ruth on the live blog
yes.
has a very good point. Has anyone found the alleged first date witch that she was with?
Yeah.
How? That is a booking for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Rebecca, get on that!
45 minutes. 45 minutes.
By 50 people online. The claiming to be her date on the altar.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, moments from Mondays with McClurg, actress, comedian extraordinaire. Edie McClurg joins us live in studio in just a moment. Amy in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, I am calling because I am sick of Republicans telling me to be reasonable that she did this alter date when she was in high school. You know what? I had to listen to 2 years of Bill Clinton getting a blowjob, Whitewater investigations. They still don't believe Barack Obama is a citizen of this country, and they suggested that living wills were death panels. So you know what? You don't get to use the reasonable card when it suits you and not when it doesn't suit you.
Right.
Your candidate had a date with blood on an altar. That's
yes, well, exactly. And she said 75 crazier things than that since then. So,
lot more dangerous things.
How about this one? O'Donnell found the Middle East censorship refreshing. She said, I tell you, I just came back from the Middle East. It was refreshing. With all that's going on, it was refreshing right. Not to be constantly bombarded with smut all the time.
How about being bombarded with rocks for walking around without a burqa?
Yeah.
O'Donnell advocated military action against Iran. She said, you can negotiate with the devil. She explained why there were never WMD found in Iraq by comparing the war to raiding a crack house. One of the biggest lies going on is that we had no reason to go in. For 6 months, we gave them warning, and then you walk in, you go, hey, there's no crack. There's only these little pipes. Now there's no crack with the little pipes, so we can't assume that those pipes are used for crack.
You moron.
Oh, my God.
There were people investigating that very thing.
So if you think
Hans
she's just
Flix
dopey.
Was on the ground looking for WMD. They did not exist. And we kicked them out of Iraq, not Saddam Hussein.
And she wants to replace Joe Biden, who is one of the senators most familiar with foreign policy.
What a nitwit.
Just
great.
Saying, but not just a moron, a dangerous moron.
We have satellites looking over the country. If they were shipping tons of WMDs into Syria, we would have seen it.
Karen in Washington with some even more important news than the nuclear annihilation of the world at the hands of dopes like Christine O'Donnell that may get elected in the fall. Yes, Karen?
Hey, Stephanie, enough with this lightweight political fluff. I have a critical piece of news for you.
Thank
from
you.
The Everett Herald this morning.
Yes.
Today is Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur's birthday. He's 59 years old.
Guy Lafleur! Guy Lafleur!
Joyeux anniversaire, Guy Lafleur!
Guy Lafleur! All right. Thank you for that information. We knew that.
Joyeux anniversaire, Guy Lafleur!
Exactly. Mike in Tacoma. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Stephanie.
Go ahead.
Is this Stephanie?
Yes, go ahead. Are you a high priest?
I'm outside. You sound different.
Sorry.
I'm a BTW, which is British Traditional Witch, high priest, third degree, which is as high as we go. Third degree high priest. We have no such thing as...
It's like karate. You have degrees of witchness? Yeah.
Can you break a board with your fist?
In BTW we do. There's no such thing as Satan. We don't even believe in the existence of Satan. We say there's a Christian concept. You know, Satan is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something to consider. Jesus was born a Jew, died a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
He was never a Christian. Satan is a Christian. Christian concept.
Christian concept. Yeah.
Okay,
I got it.
To calling a Satanist and a Wiccan the same is like calling a Christian and a Jew the same.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, thank you for that distinction. By the way, Bill Maher called O'Donnell an unemployed anti-masturbation activist and close friend of mine. Did you see the show, Jim? Hilarious.
Yes.
He said he's going to play a different tape. It's going to be like a hostage crisis. He's going to throw a different body out every week until she comes on his show. Which she won't do because she won't even go on Fox News. So it's she. By the way, she is making light of her claim that she dabbled into which. She,
dabbled
first of
into.
All, she should dabble into grammar.
Yeah, you don't dabble into anything.
She said, "How many of you didn't hang out with questionable folks in high school?"
Like you.
And there's been no witchcraft since. She just wants us to know.
Well,
so,
that's
yeah.
really good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I only killed that one guy.
Once you have a little midnight picnic on a satanic altar or
whatever.
Witches don't kill people as part of their ceremony.
They don't torture animals either.
No, they don't.
Sue and Rockwell.
In fact, the military has recognized Wicca as a legitimate religion.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sue and Rockwell. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Two quick things. One is, you know, I hung around with some sketchy people in high school, but we smoked, we drank, we played hooky, and I gave most of it up. Of course, I still drink, but we didn't do the old witchcraft thing. The other thing, though, is that she says she wants to marry a man who her children will see Christ in.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, you know, I've been married for over 30 years, and even though we're Jewish, I believe I did that. I fulfilled her prophecy because my kids know every time growing up, 90% of what I've said to my husband starts with, Jesus Christ!
Saw that coming.
How many times do I have to tell you about the garbage? Bob in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Steph. So I was just thinking about this. If Christine O'Donnell said that she dated a witch, doesn't a witch imply a female?
Yeah, that's
warlock.
What I thought a warlock was a male. I'm confused.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't make those.
On Bewitched, it is.
But not anti-lesbian.
But, yeah, that'd be awesome.
She dated Uncle Arthur.
Yeah, on Bewitched, there was a distinction. I don't think in real life that there's a distinction.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Jim and I thought the same thing. That's
because you watched Bewitched, and
I was raised on Bewitched.
That was the extent of your knowledge of Wicca. Yeah.
A male witch is called a witch.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That last high priest caller that we had, he called himself a witch.
Oh. So if he weighs as much as a duck, he's made of wood, and therefore the witch, burn him.
Okay.
Step away from the Bewitched.
Wow. All right. So the other the B story we were talking about is the chick fight that's going on in Alaska, which is hilarious. Lisa Murkowski is going to run. saying that voters need one Republican woman who won't quit on Alaska.
Woo! Snap.
Senator Murkowski announced Friday evening she would wage a writing campaign to retain her seat.
Bill Press mentioned something important, though. How many people are going to know how to spell Murkowski
when they write it in? Yeah,
that's
the problem.
That's going to be the whole, that's going to be the whole campaign is just spelling lessons. Murkowski's chosen words, I love this story, it was a veiled swipe. Not so veiled. At Sarah Palin, who has dismissed Murkowski's run as a futile effort. Yay! Let's pull up some old extra saucers of milk. Chick fight. 58 minutes after the hour, right back with Edie McClurg on the Stephanie Miller Show.
and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, me, Stephanie Miller. Mama on the Ed Show on MSNBC on Friday, up on the video section. Great minds think alike. Sometimes it's called stealing. In this case, I didn't know Andy Borowitz had already done the Million Masturbators March. Because I did. I asked Ed if he would give me a hand with that.
Yay.
All right. Ken in Cleveland has... Glenn Beck has given fashion advice to teabaggers, apparently. And Ken has done a lot.
Here's the latest from a new website launched for the sole purpose of making you into the crazy costume person. I'm not like that. I would never wear the pig nose. But they are judging you not on the content of your character, but on your signs and your clothing.
Gosh, what a sweet little outfit. Is it your little spring outfit? You couldn't be cuter. You're so adorable.
It is now time that the Tea Party takes the next step and is not about outrage. You're talking about the outfit.
So now here's the thing that you have to do. I think this is very important, that Extreme Makeover Tea Party Edition.
And first impressions make all the difference.
Dress normally.
Teabagger.
Maybe it's time to lose, the Statue of Liberty costume.
Shed those layers, show a little skin, make that a fashion accessory.
Maybe no more dressing up, with Abe Lincoln or, putting the foam finger on your head or something. Obama is a socialist t-shirt.
Take a picture of my shirt.
You might want to put that back in the drawer.
Go home, take a bath, comb your hair, and please, put on a clean shirt when you step outside your door. It's an affront to the very delicacy of my nature.
Teabagger.
Thank you, Ken. All right. Speaking of snappily dressed and wildly funny, why?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, slubs, blubs, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore it.
Edie McClurg.
Good morning, Edie McClurg.
Hello, and good morning to you.
What do you think of the latest comedy creation of the... Do these people not all remind you of Groundlings characters?
Actually,
Christine O'Donnell.
And I think that she's the little witch. And I think I remember doing a character on a show, a cartoon show called The Little Witch.
Yeah. Every new Republican woman they come up with, you'd be like, I've played that. Yeah. I played her.
She's just so cute.
She's Sarah Palin's mini-me, isn't she?
She has a new hairdo. It's all kind of that messy look.
Yes.
Because she used to do all the curly, curly, poofy, poofy.
Yes, she had the 80s hair going for sure.
For a long time.
What's that?
It was crimped.
Crimped. Crimped. Exactly. That's what they called it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems as though she's been playing fast and loose with her campaign funds.
You don't even where to start with her. She's so wacky, but
More than $20,000 of spending in 2009 and 2010. And Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington claim these expenditures were illegal.
Yeah, well, she's had no job except for continually running and losing for office and living off her campaign funds. I mean, that's the other part of it, before you even get to her wacky non-thoughts.
Well, she paid her mom fees for campaign costs.
Really?
Yeah, and her mom is like a bookkeeper. So $3,000 for financial consulting services. So I guess she made out checks for her non-rent.
Wow.
And she pays over $2,000 a month in campaign donations for her house because she's renting it to the campaign.
Yes, house. I read that as well.
And she had a mortgage default on her house of $90,000. It was foreclosed and sold at auction.
Yeah. What I think more importantly, how do you feel about her anti-masturbation stance? Are you pro or...
Well, I think that she's just how in the world do you become an adult human being? you know.
Yes, not being acquainted with your own parts.
A little exploration of your areas.
Here is Andy Borowitz's piece, which someone just sent me, which is hilarious. Galvanized by Republican senatorial nominee Christine O'Donnell's anti-masturbation stance, masturbators from across the state converged on Wilmington today in what some are calling the largest pro-wanking protest in American history. Harley Farger, a leading Delaware masturbator and planner of the Million Masturbators March, said it was difficult to organize masturbators because they're used to acting alone. Mr. Farger, the executive director of the pro-monkey spanking group Master Nation, said that the wank and file of his organization believed that masturbation is an inalienable right guaranteed by the Constitution. He said Ms. O'Donnell's anti-whacking position was ill-timed, adding, in this economy, masturbation is one of the few simple pleasures people can still afford. It's true.
Is it possible to march while wanking? I think, you know.
You could. Maybe you still have one hand for a sign.
Maybe if the Nazis did more masturbating and less marching, the world would have been a better place.
Well, with the unemployment rate so high, people have a lot of time on their hands.
Yes. Well, she is, as I said, Sarah Palin's mini-me, although she's not even following Sarah Palin's orders to speak through Fox News. She actually canceled, after the witchcraft stuff, she canceled her even an appearance on Fox News.
Witchcraft.
Yes. Emphasis crazy on the cuckoo.
And though I know it's strictly taboo. If she'd had her way.
So meanwhile, Sarah Palin, her Mama Grizzly, was in Iowa, which is somewhat terrifying. Because you're like, you really are thinking, oh my God, could these nutcake teabaggers actually get elected? And could that pave the way for an actual Sarah Palin presidency? It boggles the mind.
Oh, what? I have no doubt that she's going to run.
Really?
No doubt.
She came to the cradle of America's Republican establishment to deliver a tribute to renegades going rogue.
She renegades made clear going rogue. That's a double, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She made clear she's considering running for president, but showed no signs she plans to engage in the painstaking, humbling contest begin here in Iowa. She said, I don't know how the machine works. I don't really know who they are up in that hierarchy in the GOP machine.
Oh, no, you sure don't know. Yeah, just like you didn't know all that stuff.
She
that
ran
you were
for
doing
vice president.
In Alaska,
I love
and you
that.
Quit so that you could run around and say the same thing over and over and over
again. I love that. She was
a rebellious, roguey maverick.
She was just the vice presidential candidate. What do you mean? Oh, I don't really know people up there in the GOP hierarchy. What do you mean? Yeah, I don't know. Where, who? But, I mean, it literally, you think, you know, is she really, I mean, this is what's stunning, is that Christine O'Donnell won't even talk to Fox News. Rand Paul, Sharon Engel, I mean, she's creating this sort of thing like where, you know, they don't have to be accountable to anybody. She can run on Facebook and Twitter, mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, it's Sarah Palin.
It's time for no more business as usual. It is time to take our country back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not time for no more not business as usual, also too, in addition.
Christine O'Donnell does definitely have her same tortured syntax and lack of grammar, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. And Rand Paul?
Yes.
I found out something about him.
You have a fun fact from Rand Paul? Yes, mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
According to a woman who requested anonymity because of her current job as a clinical psychologist, this fellow and Rand Paul,
yes,
came to my house, they knocked on my door, and then they blindfolded me, tied me up, and put me in their car.
Mm.
They took me to their apartment and tried to force me to take bong hits.
Yes.
They'd
yes.
been smoking pot.
Yes.
After the woman refused to smoke with them, Paul and his friend put her back in their car and drove to the countryside outside of Waco, where they stopped near a creek. They told me their God was Aqua Buddha and that I needed to bow down and worship him.
Yes, yes. This is actually an old story. Rand Paul has said that this is... Well, he hasn't actually denied it. He's said it's, you know... what did he say, Jim? I can't remember. He sort of said it's old. Just an old story.
I was high at the time. I don't really remember what we did. I was so...
exactly.
But I do believe that you shouldn't have the government get involved in the lunch counter thing. If you want to sit at a white lunch counter, just stop being Negro. It's free will.
Go be black outside. Exactly. Sarah Palin once again in.
I choose to endorse and help support as we head into these midterms, where we can take it back. We can take back our country.
Take it back. Take it back, our country.
Isn't Mira? She just is the biggest irritant in the world to me. Can you play that again? I don't even know why. And that's not her normal, like, you know, blood-gushing kind of tone. It's just
I choose to endorse and help support as we head into these midterms where we can take it back. We can take back our country.
Well, it's conspiratorial sounding, isn't it? We're just going to take it back.
Stick something sharp in my eye when she talks.
It sounds like she's just on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
I know. She's just about to explode.
Take it back. Somebody help me take back my sanity. Take it back. Somebody help me.
Oh, Sarah Palin on the
Todd end. Says, I don't know. I think you should go downstairs, run on that treadmill. And I said, why would I want to stay indoors? Todd says, because I guarantee you, if anybody spots you in the tennis shoes, the headline's going to be Vanity Fair. They're going to say Palin in Iowa decides to run.
Oh, God, that nearly killed Dad. Oh, God.
Todd's a scamp. He's a panic.
He already thinks I'm such a hoot.
I can't stand that she took all those Midwestern accent character roles of mine and it's just happening all the time.
You're taking Merv. Food out of Edie McClurg's mouth.
Mr. Merv, he would be so upset. You know, we live just outside every major American city as he was on his way up the corporate ladder. Yeah.
17 minutes after the hour, back with more Mondays with McClurg as we continue. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
We've got to keep up our strength for the fight against evil!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. It's the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. We are in the midst of Mondays with McClurg, the delightful Edie McClurg. Joins us live in studio. Karen in Virginia, you're on with Edie. Go ahead.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Edie. Love you guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
No, Sarah Palin, yeah, let her get her country back. She can run it in the ground the same way she ran Wasilla in the ground and the same way she ran Alaska in the ground.
Yeah. Don't you love these people, Karen, that run as fiscal conservatives? And she couldn't even run a town like Wasilla without leaving it in a mountain of debt.
It's that old failing upward spiral.
Yeah.
Let's go right to it.
Yep, exactly. Billy in Texas wants us to know the show is lame. Hello, Billy. Welcome.
Well, what I told your screener was I've been listening to y'all for about 45 minutes now, mm-hmm. and the whole thing does sound like a little lame Saturday Night Live skit.
Really?
There's not one real issue that I've heard y'all bring up.
Oh, well, the issue is we think Christine O'Donnell is crazy. That's the issue this morning.
That's it?
Well, this morning, yes. Thus far.
Christine O'Donnell is crazy. That's your issue?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're laughing in November when y'all get your hats handed to you.
I'm not an arm of any political party. I'm just a little fart joke comedy show.
Oh, you're not a political show?
Not really. We're more of a fart show.
Well, with all due respect, I find y'all coming from the left end of the, I heard y'all talking to her when you had your guest host on who did a fine job, by the way, talking about tax cuts for the rich, which is a huge, huge problem for me. And
You're against tax cuts for the rich?
No. They're not tax cuts for the rich.
They're not.
No, the tax cuts, and I try to make the point about the estate tax. You know, we have a little ranch here in Texas. We're holding on by our teeth. But when the final old person goes away, we're going to be faced with paying about $1 million tax bill if the estate tax is back in force. And, they tried to turn that around and say, well, the property taxes are different from, federal taxes.
So the main, the main issue in America is the estate tax cannot be.
No, that's not the main issue. It's one of the tax
cuts. It's your big issue, though.
Well, that's a big issue. That's one of the big issues for me that I continue to hear the left talk about, and it's just false.
Uh-huh.
The taxes are not. You know, the rich people that I know, the really really rich people that I know, they don't even care if the taxes go up or down. They've got somebody who manages their money, and they all get by on, you know, a small fraction of what any of us could get by on. And they live a good life. The rich don't really care. This is a straw dog that the left brings up every time.
A straw dog?
To balkanize America.
Straw dog.
I see.
Okay, thank you for that straw dog argument. Jim, I'm confused what his point was exactly, because, okay.
Well, I think the point was that he's not rich, but he's going to lose $1 million when the owner of the estate.
If he has $1 million, I have news for him. He's rich. But okay, I don't. But wasn't he saying? That's the point. I think he was saying that rich people don't care. I mean, that's the problem. Is a lot of the rich people, they don't even want these tax cuts. They don't need them.
Right.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, and that's just a red herring, not a straw dog. It's a different animal entirely. Because they don't want to talk about the Bush tax cuts that were set to expire.
Right.
On the piece of paper that he signed.
As a straw man argument, that dog won't hunt.
That straw dog won't hunt.
In my opinion. What?
What?
When I hear about the estate tax, it's usually about people who have a lot of money.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe there are dirt poor people who are worried about paying
about the estate tax. That's their main concern these days. All right. Let's turn to an edition of what
the way I heard it.
What the fox? Fox News, as you know, do you think they're starting, Edie, to get concerned about the Tea Party monster they've created? Because now...
It's alive! It's alive!
It is. They have unleashed the dogs, and the dogs are rabid.
Well, I mean, because Christine O'Donnell now canceled on Fox News yesterday. She's such a disaster. So Fox News, of course, helped give birth to the Tea Party by covering the movement's early protests with such enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 18 months later, the signs of ambivalence within the Fox community about the Tea Party movement, at least its newest star, Christine O'Donnell, are hard to miss. If the Republican Party is indeed in the Civil War, as former George Bush advisor Mark McKinnon suggested, then this is its most public battleground. In the weeks leading up to O'Donnell's upset victory, of course, Fox provided a platform for O'Donnell and her supporters. Michelle Malkin endorsed O'Donnell on Sean Hannity's show. Sarah Palin did the same the next day. Then Greta Van Susteren aired Palin's endorsement of O'Donnell. It's all an incestuous little. And then all hell broke loose, of course. Karl Rove slammed O'Donnell as nutty. Then he walked the comments back a bit, but Charles Krauthammer maintained his position on the O'Reilly factor, calling her overwhelmingly likely to lose. On the same show the night before, O'Donnell's greatest champion, Palin, when it got into a tussle with Karl Rove. I find the whole thing wildly entertaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. Eric Bollard, who we just had on, said, this is the first time we've seen any kind of internal squabbling in Fox over a candidate. Now that O'Donnell has won the nomination, he expects Fox News contributors to be more in accord, as shown by the way Rove tried to walk back his comments. I think they're on the side of Christine O'Donnell because Fox News wants Republicans to win, so therefore they're committed to her candidacy. And we say good luck with that.
Yeah.
How's that going so far for you? 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Find someone else. Someone like that busty
Stephanie Miller.
And plow her like a cornfield.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something about the previous caller?
Yes.
Our friend Chris from Yankton.
He's very concerned about the estate tax.
Yes.
He's just a regular guy.
He says this
who stumbled.
Rancher from Texas who called in saying he's got a small ranch in which they'll have to pay $1 million in the estate tax when they inherit it. He's a liar. I don't remember the exact numbers, but each parent can pass on approximately $2 million, maybe even more, to a child tax-free in inheritance. So a small ranch has to be worth at least $4 million. At that point, he would start paying inheritance tax. So to be taxed for $1 million, he must be inheriting one big-ass ranch. What a liar.
Yes.
So,
you're a lying sack of crap.
Thank you for
you're
calling.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
All right. Oh, by the way, Jim, speaking of reading things on your computer, you have a new kitten?
Yes. Teddy, we're calling him, although he was actually originally named Alaric, as in Alaric the Visigoth, who sacked Rome in 700-something.
Wow.
Which is kind
is
of appropriate.
Because
he's just getting everywhere. He smashed it. Little vase. There's a glass everywhere, and I cut my finger cleaning it up. But he's so cute. He's incorrigible. But he's walking across my computer keyboard. Oh, you little scamp. But he made it impossible for me to access Yahoo, get on the internet. Because now where it did say, you know, http://yahoo.com, whatever, it now says PPPPPPP.
Look, Daddy, I wrote PP.
It's I wonder it's why adorable.
I mean, our
and now you're only allowed to get onto right-wing websites.
Yes, there we go.
Great.
I know our show is very immature and we traffic mostly in jokes and fart jokes on the show, but I was wondering why Jim was emailing me pee-pee all weekend. I was like, Jim, I don't. All right, that's okay.
It's not funny anymore.
Okay.
It wasn't funny the first 10 times.
Stupid
stop.
Kid.
Stop it.
Stupid kid. All right. Meanwhile, of course, the funniest of all the Christine O'Donnell quotes is that she dabbled into witchcraft, which makes her, of course, a witchy woman.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
What makes you think she's a witch?
Let me show this clip. This is from Politically Incorrect.
Because I dabbled into witchcraft.
Every form of witchcraft.
I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun.
I'm not making this stuff up.
We have found the witch. May we burn.
One of my first dates with a witch was on a satanic altar. Take the pledge with me.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
She's tampering in dark sided stuff.
Don't ever underestimate the power of...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, we went to a movie and then had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice.
Thank you, Ken and Cleveland, for that. By the way, because we've been talking about Bewitched a lot now because of Christine O'Donnell, John writes, Steph, Bewitched was the first show in TV history to have a dick transplant. Which is true, because they changed dicks right in the middle.
Low humor.
That's what we traffic in here,
Edie. Samantha didn't
of course
notice.
It is. Jonathan and... Yes, Chris.
Someone on Twitter made a good point. Okay, you know how that caller with the ranch said he'd only been listening for about 45 minutes?
Yes.
How did he know that we had a fill-in host a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, ho, ho! Jacques Hughes! Hi, Jonathan in Pennsylvania. You're on with Edie McClurg.
Yeah, if O'Donnell can't even show up for a talk show, why should she be expected to fill in for an office? I mean, that makes no sense. If she can't even go to a talk show, a morning talk show, how can they expect her to show up for political office?
Well, because this is the new, Sarah Palin strategy that Rand Paul and Sharon Angle are following. If you're too crazy or too stupid to actually be in office, you can't, do actual interviews where that might become apparent, apparently. So, you run on Twitter and Facebook or whatever.
And you run around and do the same canned speech everywhere you go.
Yes.
She's definitely a Palin mini-me. She makes no sense.
Yes, exactly. All right. Yeah.
She's cute.
Oh, she's cute as a button.
Adorable.
Since you were in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, we were saying, have you heard this since high school? The You're About the Boss of Me?
This is America. And the ruling class elites may try, but they will never have the last word on liberty. There's something about our national DNA that insists on shouting at those who would be our masters, "You're not the boss of me."
The ruling elites are Republicans, by the way, for the most part.
She is still in junior high. What kind of a voice is that?
The kind that says you're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me.
Don't you feel bad for the Mitt Romneys of the world, who apparently are the only adults left in the room, as lame as he is? Mitt Romney at the values voters.
But one thing I know, America will repudiate Obama-style liberalism.
Repudiate it.
When will that be starting, the Obama liberalism? Is that Mittens again.
What is occurring in America today is different than simply a shift in seats. And it's not merely the result of disappointment or anger, even though there may well be reason for both. What's being felt in America today is more profound than that, more solemn, more somber. Americans believe that Washington is threatening the very foundations of what has made America America.
Yeah, right. Don't you just feel like he's going to get a giant teabagger spitball in the head in his perfect hair?
How many teabaggers know the difference between Muslim and Mormon?
Yeah.
They both got M in it, and it ain't Christian. There ain't no M in Christian.
And didn't he
don't
just
you feel like
hast,
he's already toast? He's just, you know, I don't know why.
What has been made. It seems as though that's kind of biblical talk, isn't it?
Hast? He's just a throwback. He has the Reagan hair. He's just a, you know.
Yes, we have serious enemies and growing threats around the world. Unfortunately, we have an administration whose idea of a rogue state is Arizona.
Oh, Arpaio is getting a vigilante
Sheriff
group.
Joe. Sheriff
getting
Joe.
A vigilante group together.
Is he?
Going to give them all little, you know, stickers to put on their,
yeah.
What do you call that wear when you go out in the desert?
Not stinking badges, something
desert
else.
Desert wear.
Desert
desert wear.
Bernus?
Oh, those, you know, camouflage-y.
Camouflage.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
All right. Mike Huckabee at the Values Voter Summit. Is
Rahm Emanuel should have sent a dead fish to Secretary Salazar that might have prevented a whole bunch of dead fish in the Gulf Coast.
Well,
yes.
Should have fired Salazar.
Wow, you agree with Mike Huckabee on something. Rick Santorum, oh, where's Man on Dog Ben?
The size and scope of government is directly related to the virtue of her people. Go into the neighborhoods in America where there is a lack of virtue.
Oh.
What will you find? Mm-hmm. Two things. You will find no families,
what?
No mothers and fathers together mm-hmm. in marriage.
No.
And you will find government everywhere.
Wow.
Wow. That's racist.
Yeah.
Didn't that sound a Scotia familiar? There's no families, no mothers and fathers of any kind.
Let me say it again. Government, Negroes. Who's in the White House? I rest my case.
Okay.
Huh? No morals?
Wow.
Big government.
Chris,
Negroes.
Might you take your organ out for me? Since they just had the Value Voters Summit, here's the other fight that's a-brewing. Not just the Tea Party against the Republican establishment, but now the social conservatives against the Republican establishment. Leaders of the religious right are warning Republicans not to abandon social issues, meaning the gay bashing and the anti-choice. In a document that is expected to be the outline of the party's governing agenda if it retains control of Congress, some have compared the document to the contract with the, you know... Newt Gingrich thing. But religious conservatives are worried their bread-and-butter social issues, opposition to abortion and gay marriage, and support for religious liberty, except, of course, for the mosque across here.
Right.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Will be left behind on the Republicans' path to power. Leading evangelicals such as Gary Bauer... he's still
Gary
alive!
Bauer. He's the one who looks like Peter Lorre.
He's the creepy ex-presidential candidate that looks like Peter Lorre. And Charles Colson.
Should not flip pancakes.
Chuck Colson.
Yes. Chuck Colson is back?
Yeah. Yes. He's still around?
Yes, they have sent out a... I know, don't they seem just like dinosaurs, these guys? He's sent out a clarion call to religious voters, urging them to pressure House and Senate GOP leaders to include conservative values. The aforementioned gay bashing document. Tony Perkins, Jim.
No, Mother Blood, no! Mother, I hate you! Why do you always do...
Wrong one.
It's not wrong one. The other guy.
You've been a very bad boy, Norman. Get out of the shower. What are you doing in the bathroom so long? Give someone else a chance.
Of the president, he's the president of the Conservative Family Research Council, not
one.
The actor. Says he and others are working...
Huerto for several years, but... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Republican leadership to construct a platform that acknowledges the importance of social issues to evangelical Christian voters. The result, he said, will be a key test of GOP leaders' dedication to one of their core constituents.
I think the Republicans split up into three separate parties.
Yes!
So they all get what they want.
Yes, then you could all have liberty. Wouldn't that be more fun? Okay, Chuck Colson, he is back. The evangelical Christian leader, he calls on Christians to, quote, defend the sanctity of human life and the dignity of traditional marriage. As straight people have done so well for...
Yeah.
Who can they...
Close to 50% divorce rate? Something like that?
the dignity of maybe you can get Tiger Woods or somebody to be a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm. Not very dignified.
Yes. So that's what you, so it's like there's little mini wars going on within the Republican Party, right? The Tea Party against the establishment, and the religious right is crying because they're not getting enough attention. What with the teabaggers? And it just spells fun to me.
And
fun,
I just
fun,
love
fun.
That they keep saying teabagger over and over and over again.
Teabagger, 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 teabaggers. Which
Dick
makes,
Army.
Yeah, mm-hmm? Excuse me?
Dick Army.
I mentioned this earlier. Christine O'Donnell may have burst onto the national stage this week as the Tea Party's latest challenge to the Republican establishment, but she's hardly a new face in Delaware, where she basically is a professional. That's what she does. She runs for things, loses, and lives off the campaign money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet gig.
Uh-huh. O'Donnell, hardly the only Republican with a losing record who has found a success in the anti-establishment Tea Party. Across the country, many of this year's Tea Party candidates are outsiders only because they have failed in previous attempts to become insiders.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
That's what an outsider means. Okay.
Loser.
In fact, some lost multiple Republican primary or general election campaigns before recasting themselves as a teabagger. In several cases, they've been met with open arms by Tea Party activists, many of whom are new to politics and don't realize that they're picking loser hacks that have been running for years. They haven't really looked into some of these candidates. It's enough that they say they believe in freedoms, says one Tea Party analyst. That is hilarious. Seriously, that because the people running these things are new to politics, they don't realize that it's like, oh,
you have experience.
You're a bad experience. You're a renegade outsider. Okay.
You're in.
But then once
you're in, you're out because you're an insider.
This is what Bill Clinton was saying yesterday on Meet the Press, and I think it's true. It's like you can't, I mean, what's going to happen in the actual campaign? You just can't keep saying, I'm for freedom and taking back our country. Like, what does that mean?
Taking back the country from, you know, those people.
The winners.
So
exactly.
You can have the freedom to do stuff.
Exactly.
That we don't want to talk about.
They're just like bumper stickers, all these speeches so far, and they haven't actually said, okay, how are you going to solve this then? What would you do about X, Y, and Z problems?
Muslim, communist, Negroes.
Okay, I think that sums
Nazis.
It up. That's pretty much it. Okay. All right.
Freedom.
47 minutes after the hour. Yes, that's what she just kept saying. Liberty. Liberty from what? Who's taking anybody? 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm super bad. I got
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm super bad.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Here's how bad I am. Tomorrow, the Boston Globe's Charlie Pierce and Richard Wolff. Journalist extraordinaire. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free.
You're bad. You're nationwide.
Thank you. This hour brought to you by Carbonite. Do what I do. Protect your irreplaceable computer files with Carbonite Online Backup. Don't wait. That's the worst letter I get. Somebody waited too long and lost everything. Start backing up your computer with Carbonite today. Go to Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Stephanie for my special offer, a 15-day free trial, plus 2 months free with any subscription. Carbonite.com. Offer code Stephanie. We're in the midst of Mondays with McClurg, Edie McClurg, the delightful and hilarious. Edie, that's the most commentating notes I've ever seen you have.
Well,
a lot on your mind this morning.
There's a lot of richness out there in crazy land.
For instance?
For this Urquhart, Glenn Urquhart.
Who's that?
He won a primary against Michelle Rollins.
Uh-huh.
And he said, do you know where this phrase, separation of church and states, comes from? Urquhart asked at a campaign event last April. It was not in Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist. The exact phrase, separation of church and state, came out of Adolf Hitler's mouth.
Oh, come on.
That's where it comes from.
Well.
So the next time your liberal friends talk about the separation of church and state, ask them why they're Nazis.
Wow.
There's a winner.
All right, the other breaking news over the weekend, the BP well got plugged and Christine O'Donnell didn't. any kind.
As far as we know.
Jim would like to hear more about the slutty years. Tell Squeezy more about that. So they had plugged it with the thing, the temporary cap, which was working, but it couldn't be declared dead until they got the relief well in. So it's dead now. Dead.
Dead as a doornail. But yet the Gulf is still full of poison.
But it's a little tiny dispersed poison.
Yes, it's not the big.
So if you don't really see it floating on top,
then it's
now
fine.
Tiny and down where it's killing all the animals.
Yeah. Right.
Don't you feel bad for the likes of Colin Powell these days? Any vaguely sane Republican? Yeah, it just seems like they're just, you know, spitting into the wind. He says the president's critics should be going after him on policy, not nonsense. He said fringe elements on the right are taking a low road when they label Obama a foreign-born Muslim and peddle other theories about non-American influences on the president's character. He says he's not giving up on the GOP. Oh, well, good luck with that. He said it might actually help Obama if Republicans win the House in November and gain responsibility for driving policy, not just opposing Democrats at every turn. Except that's not what they're going to do.
No.
They're just going to launch endless investigations and then try to repeal everything we've done. By the way, this will further endear Colin Powell to Republicans. He says illegal immigrants do his repairs. You can't speak the truth when you're a Republican. That's not news. Oops. He says a path to legal status should be offered to illegal immigrants because they do work that needs to get done. He said at his own house, illegal immigrants are always around when he needs work done.
Oh, God.
Ouch. I'm just saying. I don't think that's going to endear him. All right. Sarah Palin apparently will be at the Dancing with the Stars opener. When is that? Is that tonight? That's tonight, right? Because her daughter, Bristol.
Her daughter's in it. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. So they're beefing up security or whatever. Hey,
so
Jim.
So it's flogging the family to, you know, further your visibility via nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because exactly. She hasn't had any visibility of any kind. And really.
Yes, we need more outlets.
We need to pay more attention to
way
it.
More visibility.
Jim, here's some breaking news. Jackie Kennedy has just started tweeting.
Yes.
Which is
difficult to do since she's been muerta for some time.
If Twitter had existed in 1960, a pregnant Jackie Kennedy might have used it to reach voters when she was confined to her Massachusetts home during her husband's presidential campaign. Instead, she wrote a newspaper column, Campaign Wife. 50 years later, the JFK Presidential Library is using Twitter to recreate her words.
I believe that the fault lies with not with the shallot, but with the dressing being used on the shallot. Let me say this about that. I have nothing against the dairy industry, but in the future, I would prefer if we stuck to coleslaw.
Oh, boy. All right.
Have you listened to the Von Meter album a couple times?
This will come as breaking news to nobody. Lindsay Lohan failed her latest drug test.
She didn't study.
No. She first she denied it, of course, like she always does. And then she tweeted that she did, in fact,
uppers
fail
or downers
her.
Or sidewaysers. What's it?
Disco biscuits.
She wrote, substance abuse is a disease which unfortunately doesn't go away overnight. I'm working hard to overcome it, and I'm taking positive steps forward every day, except for that one day that she did the thing with the contest.
Taking the drugs probably would not be a positive step.
Yeah.
She said, I'm testing every single day and doing what I must to prevent any future mishaps.
Except for, the taking drugs part.
Mishap. Maybe she fell and the cocaine went up her nose by accident. That could be.
I always pronounce that word mishap.
Mishap.
Well, that's a grammatical mishap.
Something went awry, and there was a mishap.
Yes, little awry. You remember in Pogo?
In other D-listed celebutard news, no jail for Paris Hilton. She will plead guilty to a misdemeanor drug possession and obstructing an officer in exchange for a tiny slap on the wrist in the form of 1 year of probation. You remember she denied the purse was hers and she
cocaine
said the purse was
in the
her.
Purse? Why then, is she carrying somebody else's purse?
Then she said that she let her friend borrow it earlier the night, and then she said she thought the coke was gum.
Gum.
Good one.
Powdered gum?
Wow.
Mmm.
So, no jail for her.
No jail.
I guess they bought that. That's it for us and for Mondays with McClurg. Another rollicking edition. We'll see you.
Oh, reservoir, which means hold your water, boys.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.